Good morning, Shirley. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Well, doing okay. I thought about you yesterday as well when I got that word that Mike Trevisano passed away, and out of Cleveland. And we know that for many years as a broadcaster, he also did the Coats for Kids campaign. And I remember you, when initially asked you how you came up with this idea, you heard about that and you thought, why not do something here in Elyria, right? That's kind of what your initial thought of is for this.
That's very true. He really inspired me, and I thought, if he can do it, we can do it.
And this is the 11th annual Coats for Kids drive that you have, that it'll be coming up on the first weekend of November. That's next weekend, right? 6th and 7th.
Correct.
Tell us about the process for this and what people can do.
Okay, that is from 12 until 3 next Saturday and Sunday. It's at the American Legion parking lot on Gulf and Ohio Street. And we're relying once again on the public for donations of new coats due to health codes and so forth concerns. We have the Cub Scout Troop 122 and our American Legion Auxiliary members collecting the coats. Once that is done, the school comes, picks it up, takes it over to the Board of Education, and then the principals are the people that realize the need and distribute the coats. But meantime, we're hoping that the public will support us again. We've been very successful, and it's not only coats, it's hat, mitten, gloves, and that's about it right now, I think.
Yeah, everything you need to stay warm for this winter, because we'll get those cold snaps very quickly, and it's a good idea to get some of that out. And people obviously can go out to this weekend as well. It gives them enough time to head out to the stores and pick some of those hats, gloves, and gloves. What sizes do they get? What do you usually collect, or what's needed?
For kindergarten, gee willikers, you got me in the spot on that one. But it's kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay.
Depends on the size of the kids, too, I suppose.
That is sure, absolutely. And it's a chance for people to go out and help. Now, do they just come by drive-through? What's the collection going to be like?
That's right. We have tables set up, and they just drive through the parking lot, and the kids will come, the scouts will come over and take the coats and put them on the tables, and then they go into the main hall where they're sorted between girls and boys sizes and bagged and labeled, and it's really a nice routine that we've worked out.
Has the school and those folks come to rely on you, or always asking you, is it going to happen again this year, or how does that usually work for you to remind you that it's time to do it?
No, I have it on my calendar and embedded in my head, you know. And I'm sure that their coats are well distributed by the end of the wintertime.
Sure.
So we start over again, and I just always contact them and ask if it's okay, of course, and they're all for it.
Right. How do you get the scouts involved? What's the process for that?
Well, every year I notify them a month or two ahead of time, and of course they volunteer to do that. They enjoy it, and it's part of, I think, would work towards a badge for the kids.
Yeah, it gives them a sense of service.
Yes, it does. And it's amazing to see how well the routine now. They just fall right in line, and everything works out beautiful.
Again, this is the first weekend in November, the Saturday the 6th and the 7th, from noon until 3, at the American Legion East parking lot on Gulf Road for the Coats for Kids drive that you have every year. Get the new coats, hats, gloves, mittens, anything, obviously, to keep the kids warm. And drop it off. Anything else you need to add this morning?
Yes, sir. I would like to thank you and the Chronicle for all the advertising they do for us, and mostly to the public for their donations.
Yep, it's very well appreciated. Shirley, we appreciate your time this morning, and again, thank you for the work you do. And again, the kids are obviously going to have a warmer winter thanks to you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Shirley Marie Massaro's joining us this morning again from the American Legion East parking lot. They'll be having the collection there on Gulf Road again this coming week from this weekend, so November 6th and 7th from noon until 3. New coats, hats, gloves, mittens, those things appreciated, and they will be distributed then for the Elyria school kids.